Hey, David.
Hey, Lisa.
Let's deliver the podcast.
Get that one.
Your eyebrows.
I'm so sorry.
Let's deliver the podcast.
Let's deliver the mail. Let's deliver the podcast.
Of all the quotable lines of this movie, you chose the most unquotable line of the movie.
I'm covered in scriptical.
That's better.
Better?
It was worth it, though. If I could, was it audio description? For David's eyebrows, they went down on the sides. He looked like a Muppet. You did the Muppet thing where you frowned at me.
I thought you might too. Hey, David, whose podcast is this? It's your podcast. Remember, I gave it to you.
Should have. I missed the boat on that one. Hey, David, let's say Tupac.
Tupac.
No, Rockwell.
My podcast is so beautiful.
All right, well, we've done three intros now.
I think it's more than three.
One of them's good. Yep. Let's keep going.
The rest will move on. So if you haven't guessed already or you didn't listen to last week's podcast, fuck you. And
That's really mean.
Well, if they haven't listened to last week's.
This might be the first time that they might know what the
podcast
is. If
they're coming in now, basically we're halfway in. Like, the dick
halfway
is in.
It's like
coming into sex halfway in. Like, we're halfway in.
It's not like halfway
in. You need to listen to the start because
we
progressively get worse as we go along with our episodes.
Some people have typed in and they've gone, I really love the movie.
See Spot Run.
I want to hear these two Australian people, this married couple who make absolutely no sense, talk about
See Spot Run.
Yeah. And so they've typed it in. And this might be. And if it is your first episode, you're very welcome.
You're a fucking idiot.
No.
You can be grateful all you want. I'm resentful as hell.
All right.
You need to go listen from the start. That's what I've
done.
Remember,
I'm on your side.
Whatever. That's all right. You can take
when
sides.
When we're voting for our favourite host of Spritical. No, that's not what it's called. Your favourite host. Shit. Man, could I get Sam Pang in here? Being your favourite host of Scriptical, you can vote for David or Sam Pang because he's awesome too. We're watching the Loogies at the moment.
Wasn't going to bring it up that we were watching the Loogies, but, oh, fuck. Seriously, that's got me rolling.
You got me rolling.
Me laughing.
Okay, so See Spot Run is from what year?
2001.
Okay, awesome.
I was going to say, what's it from? Well, it's from America.
It's from DreamWorks.
It's from Warner Brothers.
Oh, of course it is.
It's not DreamWorks.
I don't know. It's like How to Train Your Spot
Run. You type See Spot Run into Google.
Yeah.
And it will come up with, you know, movie facts and stuff. But then it goes, is it secretly a Disney movie?
Is it?
Or, yeah, it's not. But I don't know why people think it is.
Why people are.
I don't know. Maybe because it's such Disney. I don't know why, because it's such like a schmoozy movie.
It's kind of family.
I don't know. But also, if you thought we were going to watch the dog walking service from the Lower North Shore called Sea Spot Run, I apologise.
I wonder if they're named after that movie.
I don't know, but they might be called Sea Spot Run.
I wonder if you call up and they go, Eric Gordon, baby!
Also, I'm covered in dog walking. I did the phone thing too with my hand in case you just didn't recognise.
She's trying to win your
also,
your
the
affections
irony,
back.
The irony, no, I'm not. Fuck you. I don't want your affections. Give them to David. I take no pity affection. I want resentment and disdain.
I'm here for your
talk
love.
Talk dirty to me. Also, the irony of the lower North Shore. I love how it's the lower of the North.
Yeah, like, well, they are low.
I know
they?
That. I know. Shorty got low. Look, another one. but yes, I just thought that was funny. This movie.
Yes.
So we said 2001.
Yes,
had
you
a
did.
Budget of $16 million.
$16 million.
So this is the part of the podcast, seeing as all these people have listened to this is their first episode of the podcast, where I will ask David, I'm just going to take that thing off the side of his nose. There we go.
Oh, thank you.
It's all right. It's nothing gross, just something on the side of his nose. He just ate some.
Can you just get off me?
Later. This is where I asked David what he thinks the box office was for the movie. So I've given him the budget of $16 million.
16?
So you want to tell me what you think the box office was for this film. I could play some thinking music, but that's not how we roll here.
More than double?
More than double.
40?
Oh, so close. 43.
Oh, how cool is that?
That is exceptionally
it
good.
It felt like more than double. Yeah. This movie did okay.
It did okay. For its, but yeah. I feel
it wasn't
like
a blockbuster,
no,
but people
no.
know this movie.
No, yeah, I'd like to think people know this movie. And if you don't, if this is your first time watching it, you're welcome. Now, just a bit of history with this movie before I go into the cast, because that's usually where I go to next for all those people joining us for the first time.
Okay, stop doing that. There's probably only the five people who listen now listening going, we're not here for the first time. And two of them are you and me. So it's going to be really, really awkward.
I'm going to enjoy it regardless.
So before we go any further, I listened to another podcast and they talked about how they got to 100,000 people, like views or downloads, right?
Yep.
In, I don't know how long it's been, or 3 years.
Yeah.
And I was like, at the rate we're going,
yep.
we're going to have to do this for like 80 years to get to there.
80? No, we'll pick up.
Will we?
Yeah, we'll pick up.
I don't care if we do or not.
I don't care either, but we'll pick up.
But I just think it's quite funny.
I have a good feeling about this podcast.
My other podcast only got to like 23,000. Just recently. And
I think I told you my other one was 1,600.
Yeah.
So.
I don't think it really matters. Numbers are just numbers.
Every now and then someone sends me a message saying I listened to this episode and it's really helped me. And that's all I need.
You know, we're not even number one in Seven Hills.
My don't give away our location.
Oh, no. Everyone knows where
we live. You're going to come out. I know. I've said that's enough in my own podcast too. My podcast is about death. So that's a bit of context for you. When someone says that one of my episodes helped them.
Yeah.
I don't think our episodes really help anybody.
No.
But if it gives you a commute where you lose your mind for a bit and you think of, you listen to our stupid voices, then that's the main thing.
My podcast might as well be about death, seeing how Parramatta season is coming.
Oh, fuck.
So.
It is about football, so don't listen to that.
Mine's about football and not about that team particularly, but.
No, just a general.
That team really does help.
General football.
Help to say right the wrongs.
Right the wrongs. So, yeah. I don't know if you had listened to the episode with where we did So I Married an Axe Murderer, one of my other favourite movies.
You should go back and listen if you haven't.
So, this is a very. Yeah, so, you absolutely should. But this movie is in the same. I hold this possibly, maybe three. Maybe something like that.
It's an even number.
Oh, that's right. Four. Sorry, bro.
I think it's four.
Sorry. Anyway, this movie sits in the same realm as it for me because when I first saw So I Married an Axe Murderer, I laughed so hard I couldn't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
This movie's up there because the night we watched this movie, I was suffering from the worst chest infection. Well, I can't read that. You point to a word in there and I can't read it.
I just put the note, Lisa choking.
Choking.
Okay.
So I was watching this movie with a chest infection. Like yes. I was super sick.
I know.
So I was just sitting on the lounge and David, I don't know how we found this movie, whether it was just on TV.
I think I rented it.
It is possible.
Because when I worked at the video store, I got free rentals.
Yeah, yeah. This is prior to, yeah. And this movie came on, and especially the scene where David will pop in Lisa Chokage.
Yeah.
David, this is the first time, I think, David had to pause it.
Had to pause it because you were going to die.
Yeah. I was gasping for breath and laughing at the same time and coughing from my illness.
Oh.
And I couldn't get enough oxygen in. So it was there was a good 5 minutes where I was touch and go until I could.
I thought you were going to get the little paddles like George Clooney uses.
Yeah. Done that movie yet?
No, we haven't.
God, we can't reference a movie.
Can I just say that is when I said to you today, you said I've got this one and I've got my next one already picked, and I had my next one already picked, and I said to
you've forgotten it.
I have you.
You had forgotten it.
No,
you?
No. I said to you that the one I picked is actually just come from nowhere, right? And it came from somewhere, like something that made me think of it. But there is a pool of movies, about three or four of them, that are like. I'll choose that one next.
Yes.
And every time I get to it, I choose something else.
Yes, I know.
It's not that I forget.
No,
it's just
I do that too.
Oh, I don't want to do that one
No,
yet.
I do that too.
And basketball is one of those. But we already did Orgasmo.
Yeah,
just
I know.
Recently.
I
so
know.
It feels like basketball is a bit.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
If you want to do that, that's fine with me. But yes, I have that same sort of thing. But I've been constantly listening to a particular song.
Yes.
Which makes me think about this particular movie, which makes me, I'm going to pick it next. And if I don't, I'm going to be very angry with myself. So if I listen back to this,
you're picking Dirty Dancing, aren't you?
Future, no, I'm not going to listen to Dirty Dancing. You don't want to watch it? I won't do it. Unless we get a resounding scream from our audience of six people.
I'll listen to it.
That if they,
I'll watch it.
Oh, you'll listen to it. I won't watch it, though.
No, audio only.
I'm not looking at the visuals. I only
close
my
eyes. It's like a horror movie. I'll look through my fingers.
I'll put a sexy blindfold on you.
Oh,
get a feather,
that is Dirty Dancing.
Get a feather duster and I'll clean while you just listen to the movie.
Oh, it sounds like that. What was that 40 Days, 40 Nights one where he's got the, do you remember that stupid movie with The girl and the dry cleaners.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay, we were not doing that one.
It's right up there with 100 fuckwits. So,
yeah, that was actually the two choices for that, and I went with 100 fuckwits before that.
This is how I remember this movie, Smith, as Michael the day Davis. That I almost died because of David Arquette.
Yep.
So, yeah.
David Arquette almost killed me.
Bastard.
Fucking ready to rumble.
I love him. He's so cute. All right, so.
He's crazy, man. And Nelly really did this because last week we did Airheads and you couldn't stop thinking about him.
No, I couldn't. And I was like, you know what? This movie has to happen. It's been in these lists of when we say movies we should do.
Yep.
This one's always been there. Yeah. And we already had it because it's one of our staple movies.
Can you tell me who's in this movie?
I can. It's David Arquette. Did you have any idea? Did you find him? Did you spot him?
I thought it was Rosanna Arquette. What's the one from Medium? What's that sister's name?
I said Patricia, but it's not.
I think it is Patricia Arquette.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. It's Rosanna, Patricia, and
David.
David.
Yes.
And the other one who's in Wedding Singer is an Arquette as well.
Oh, Linda.
No. Who's the Arquette? George. Remember the Do You Really Want to Hurt Me?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
George
remember.
George is an Arquette too.
Yeah,
oh,
George
is
an Arquette.
Mm. Well, there
but
you go.
But I don't know.
Sorry, that was a bigger gulp of drink than I thought.
I don't know that person's name.
No, I can't remember.
I just know that they're an Arquette.
Yeah. So we've got that, and we've got Michael Clarke Duncan.
Yes.
Who, fun fact, filmed two of the scenes in this movie with a broken leg.
Wow.
Yep. So that was quite funny. I was like, oh, that's really interesting. Leslie Bibb.
Yep, that's the mum.
Yep. Joe Vitarelli. Ooh, you can tell.
Which bad guy is that?
Which one? Yeah, well, we know it's a bad guy. The kid's name. James.
James.
James is Angus T. Jones.
Yeah.
Such a grown-up name for a little kid. And he's a grown-up man now, so he really is. He's
but not... Angus was a big popular name at the time. A lot of kids were getting called Oscar and Angus in the late 90s, early 2000s.
When you've got that middle initial, he just sounds like he grew up a lawyer.
Hmm.
Was he already on parole? Steve Schripper. Anthony Anderson. Paul Sorvino.
Anthony Anderson. That is Benny, the best friend.
Yes, yes.
I know his name very well.
Yes, we know him from many things.
We know him from the one where he goes and eats food everywhere.
Yep, yep. My dog's coughing up a furball over there. Paul Sorvino, who is the big boss.
Oh, yes.
Kim Hawthorne and Kevin Smith. Now, there was a heap of more other people, but I also found out that Agent 11's name was Bob.
Bob. Yeah, he looks like a Bob.
Bob.
He's a good dog, that one.
Bob, Bob, Bob it out.
At one point, you said to me, geez, the dog's a good actor.
He really is. He's the best actor in this whole movie.
He does a pretty good job.
I don't know how they... I know that his facial expressions are...
I feel like they CGI'd a bit of him.
Yes.
And they've actually added noises to him as well.
Yeah, they have.
But the way they've done it has been... It's not over the top. It's not like Cats and Dogs where
they're making comical.
His, comical.
Yeah,
it's
comical. The only one that's comical, I would say, is where he... Gordon puts the collar on.
Yes.
And tells him what he should be doing. Mm. And he gives him a side eye, yes. Raised eyebrow.
Yeah.
But that's very subtle.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
I think it's pretty good. Yeah, I don't think it's silly. Now, you notice at the start of the movie, just the only piece of trivia that I've got that I thought was worth mentioning. Start of the movie, Gordon's got a beautiful orange lounge.
Yes.
And pretty much next scene in where you see his lounge and they've got the dog.
Yeah.
The cushions are duct taped together.
Yes.
That's because the dog... was ripping them up off camera.
Oh, no.
The dog decided to attack the lounge and they thought, oh, fuck it,
let's just go with it.
So they became duct tape. And you know what? I was like, oh, that's really funny.
It kind of works.
It works. Yeah, it's good. Why hide that? Okay, so we can start in the movie, at the start of the movie.
Yep. So it starts off with the bust.
Yes, in an abandoned warehouse. Yes.
In the abandoned warehouse.
I said, what if all legal businesses' deals were done at night in abandoned warehouses?
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, it's a bit dodgy.
It's dodgy. Also, why does the big bad guy have to even be there?
Yes.
So he wouldn't normally be there, no. Don't you think? But he has to be there because he has to get arrested.
Yes.
And Agent 11 has to thwart him again.
Yes.
Because that has to
maybe he's the only one that has the banking app on his phone.
Yeah, it could be.
Because he does the transfer.
He might have to log in. Yeah. And it's just too hard to call over the phone.
It's his thumbprint and he can't remember his PIN.
And maybe if they call up the EFT person.
Yeah.
Like, and they're saying, we need to talk to the
account holder.
And they're like, no one can do his voice properly.
That's true.
Can you authorize them to please? And he doesn't want to authorize them.
It don't get no personal. No, that doesn't work. Shit.
So I've got, what if they kept bad guys monitored?
Yes.
So at one point they've got them all and they're doing, and they bring Agent 11 and one of the bad guys is just standing there.
Yes.
And they've all got their guns out and they allow him to run over to the crane.
Yes.
And operate the crane.
Yeah.
While no one is watching him.
Yeah. Surely you could put them under arrest.
Why would they? Why wouldn't they just detain them?
Yeah,
them
yeah,
all?
Just for the period
or
of time,
or just surround them so they can't go anywhere
while they search. Absolutely,
because he runs to the crane, he could also just run away.
Yes, yeah.
No one seems to even notice him.
Or you could just shoot them.
Yeah, like it's really,
he
really bad.
Pulled out a gun
work.
And started shooting.
The FBI are very bad at police.
Well, that
work.
Was my next one. Going, what if the FBI agents had a fucking clue? This dog rocks up.
Yeah,
checks out a bit of blue paint on the floor, a bit of blue paint in his shoe, and just like. That looks sus.
They wouldn't even need the dog, you know?
I know. You just look.
They would actually open things up and look at them.
Absolutely.
Because they would have warrants to
search.
They looked
at one crate and go, there's just nothing but lawn chairs. Well, he Maybe said he had around. Paint and he also had another item that I can't remember what it was. But the other items could have easily stored drugs
in
them.
I can't remember what the other one was.
So, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so I thought that was quite funny. And then, of course, he tries to get away and Agent 11 decides to give him... What would you call it? A dissexing? A partial dissexing.
So I've got, what if dogs bit people with clip art noises?
So what if testicle removal sounded like chomp?
Yes, exactly. Chomp.
If anything, it should just go, I can't do that. Thank you, because I couldn't do it.
It's okay.
Yep.
That's one of my secret skills.
That yeah, you can pop.
I'm a good popper.
You pop and lock.
So
yeah, so it was comical. It was the most comical.
It does
sound.
It make? Is there's a few points where they use comical noises, and that chomp is a chomp. Like it's actually someone saying the word chomp.
But it's almost like biting into a biscuit of a chocolate bar.
Yeah,
that chomp.
I'm surprised the Wilhelm scream wasn't used.
Like a wobble board.
Do you know the Wilhelm scream?
No, explain to me.
Okay.
Oh, the scream.
Yeah, you know the
From the solo ad.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything. Ah! Yes, that. Ah! Yes, yeah, it's used when people fall through glass windows. Yeah, 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 yes.
Yeah, it's called the Wilhelm
scream.
Oh,
sorry. I thought you said scream.
Oh, the Wilhelm scream.
So that's why I went wobble board. Yeah, that's right. I thought maybe that's the correct term for a wobble board.
That'd be funny.
Maybe I need to clean
his balls beat off, and also Rolf Harris stands up. Oh, okay, let's Schneidquist. You ready for this one?
Oh,
so the other day, I was in the office.
Yes,
and
you told me this.
Did I tell you about
you
the
You did, but
Rolf
tell the,
thing?
Tell the
I'll
audience.
Tell the audience, right? So something about Rolf Harris comes up.
Yes.
And so I put this sort of thing on, which was like Rolf Harris doing whatever, like some YouTube thing. And every one of them was like, who's that guy? I'm like, seriously? No one knows who Rolf Harris is?
No.
I'm like, come on.
You do work with a very young demographic of people.
Yeah, but
like some of them are, I would say, almost 20 years your senior. Some of them are in their mid-20s.
They're not my junior, not my senior.
Sorry.
They're not 60.
You do have some older people at your work.
Yeah, but they're the ones who know Rolf Harris.
I say you're their senior. That's what I meant to say. They're like in their
so
mid-20s.
So one of them is having their 22nd birthday this week coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I am 43.
Yeah.
So, yes, you are correct. I'm 21 years older than that person.
Yeah, they were born just before we got married, actually, probably.
Yep.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
2001.
Probably the same
that
year.
That works out to be. Cause it's,
oh, yeah. Just
2003 is 20 years.
That's true. Yeah, none of them were the same year.
Yeah. 2001.
It is very shocking. But there is also some who are in their 30s who don't know who Rolf Harris is.
No.
Anyway, let's move on from Rolf Harris.
Look, no, Rolf Harris doesn't deserve the fame.
I mean, tie those kangaroos down, sport.
Oh, gosh. So yes, and then we get
we flash across to Gordon.
Yes, we meet Gordon.
Glory hole.
Gordon in all his glory. Glory. Did you say Gordon in hole?
You'll find out later.
So
he goes to Bleecker Street.
And I said, what if Lisa had to walk down Bleecker Street to get anywhere? I would never get anywhere.
I know.
It's just puppies everywhere.
I know. He does not like dogs, though.
And there's a Jack Russell. Like, come on.
I went, what if Gordon delivered to Eight-Legged Freak Alley?
This bug spray. Bug spray and a fly swatter, a shoe. All the things he needs to combat his weapons.
So he's got his little utility thing.
Yes, his utility belt.
It's so good.
He's the postman.
He's going postal.
I love when they say, don't go postal on me. And he's like, I'm not going postal. We're jumping ahead, but yes.
Yeah, David Arquette, okay, He is so good in this.
He is amazing.
This is like premium David Arquette.
Yes.
Like, I don't think in anything. I think the only thing that I enjoy him more in is Scream. I like him in Scream because he's a lovable character, right?
Oh, yes. He's lovable in Scream.
But he is not this character.
No.
He is not this funny in anything else.
I liken to him. No, well, I have to disagree. I have to say last week when we watched.
You think he's better in Airheads?
No, I didn't say better.
Oh.
But he is funny.
Mm. No, I'm thinking he's funnier in this.
Oh, yeah, he's absolutely
this is
funny.
His funniest
thing. Oh, because it's him. It's yeah. all him. But if his character in Airheads yeah. had more airplay, fuck, he could have done something. Like,
yeah, I just don't
every
know.
Every scene he's in, you're just there laughing. He's good.
I wish this we got more.
Crazy, man. Let me back in.
I wish we got more off the hinge David Arquette comedies.
Yes.
We got this.
Yeah.
We got Ready to Rumble, which is not good.
No.
And, well, it's not bad, but it's not good. And a little bit of Airheads, and that's basically
it. Eight-Legged Freaks, he's quite good in.
Yeah, but that's like almost a wee B movie, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and he's trying to be quite.
He's not trying
serious.
To be funny. He's trying,
no,
to, be
he's
serious,
trying to be serious.
See?
But I still think it's good.
He still does the Eight-Legged Freaks.
Yeah, he's still
he delivers
crazy.
That line so well.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. He's like...
but yeah, like it's. I don't know. There's something about him in this movie that yes. he's just.
He's so
he
good.
Doesn't get to do it in anything else I've ever seen. If
yeah.
there's another one, we'll have to look out for it. But I. Mm. I've not ever seen him in anything else that's been this level.
We might have to travel down a David Arquette wormhole.
Yeah, because he's not really the star very often.
No,
I don't notice
be.
Him being the main character of anything.
Yeah.
This movie did okay as well. Like,
and he's
if
good
you think
on the eyes
it,
too. I think he's a very attractive man.
Hmm.
Doesn't look anything like his sister, which is good.
No, I don't
Sisters.
Think so.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, I don't think so. Well, first of all, he's not a woman, so yes.
Yeah, yeah, which is a big plus for me.
A big plus for you.
I like my sausage.
Okay, so as he goes and does his
different
things, he's
yeah.
got the what's the first one? The first one is the there's something that's the meatballs.
The is meatballs it? Is second.
Yeah, what's
the first
one?
One he does throw something meat at him.
No, he does something. Oh, he throws the chicken bone.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And does
on
a
the
little
fishing
thing
yeah.
and puts him outside. That's
yeah.
a little French
that's
bulldog,
right.
whatever
yeah.
it is, right?
Yes, yeah.
Then he throws. Then there's the meatballs for whatever that dog is, the little terrier dog.
Yep.
Then the next one is where I've got my thing. I went, what if he breaks that dog's neck?
Yes.
The dog comes running. It's like a big sheepdog.
Yeah,
one,
yeah, yeah. That
and he
makes
sprays
slides.
It and he makes it slide into
yeah.
the fence.
Yes.
He could break that dog's neck.
He could break its leg.
That'd be really,
yes.
really mean.
Yeah, lucky it's not a horse.
Yeah.
Also, in that scene where he's with in that yard with that dog, he does the commando crawl.
Yes.
And I'm just there going, what if commando crawling would be faster than just walking?
He could just walked.
Yeah.
He could actually run and he'd get there much faster.
No offense, mate, but dogs are low to the ground.
Yeah, getting low
so
is not
you're
helping.
So you're just getting eye level for them to rip your face
yeah,
off.
Yeah, he's making it worse. And then his very last one after this is Tyson.
Yes, not today, Tyson. How many times do we use that quote? How
very
many
good.
Times?
Now, can I say, Tyson is being chained up.
Yep.
And so, yes, he does what he needs to. He throws, he puts the pink things
yep.
in.
And he toys
and then
with
he
him.
Taunts him.
Yep.
What if he doesn't taunt Tyson?
Yep. Yep.
Tyson would just bark and he'd leave yep. and they'd be fine.
What if he was MC Hammer? Because then it'd look like he shat his pants.
That's right.
And he would be able to grab those slouch pants.
That would be disgusting.
Yeah, it would be gross. And then he gets back to the main box where they do the, like they get more mail to distribute and stuff. I don't know, I'm not a
well,
person.
As he runs away from Tyson, I noticed that he does an Air Jordan to a tree.
Yes, that's right.
That jump. It looks like what happened is he dropped himself from the tree and then they played it backwards.
They reversed it, yes. It's almost like he jumps off a little trampoline.
And he
goes. And he goes, that's it, upwards and grabs a branch with both his arms and legs.
What if he could Air Gordon? What
yeah.
if he was in the NBA?
Because
he jumps like 20 feet.
Yeah, yeah. And then he ends up falling and getting ripped to shreds.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right,
so
anyway,
funny.
So go.
So he meets his mate.
Benny
the bull, who tricks him and puts a dog in the thing.
Yep.
Which is fucking hilarious.
It is very good.
He looks unhinged. And he goes, oh, don't go postal on me. I went, what if Gordon went postal?
I know.
It's America.
He
just
could.
Just gets a gun and starts shooting up people.
Very, very true.
Like, you know, it is there for a reason. If you don't know what the term going postal is, then that means you're way too young.
Yeah.
That's a term from the, I would say, 90s. Where people were going, it was, I think it was
postal
iconic
workers.
For postal workers.
There was a couple
they,
of postal
they
workers.
They went unhinged and started, yeah, going crazy and like causing massacres and stuff.
Yeah.
So
I think it happened once or twice.
Yeah. I
and
think
it
so.
Became a thing.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. Now they just call it American.
After that, do we go back to the boss yet, or we have the interaction with him and the girl and him giving the dog a
I've quest? Got the one where he goes back and to the house and he grabs the dog to give it
yeah,
to
yeah, okay,
the
let's do that
yeah,
then.
Yep. Yeah. I said, what if he did go and arrest a real man and bring it to her?
This movie has all the tropes of this kind of comedy rom-commy thing,
it's
right?
It's so good.
Because you've got the woman that the good guy we're cheering for wants, and she's with the wrong guy, and he's an asshole, and he's a cop. Usually they're always cops.
Uh-huh.
And he's also a real sleaze.
Yeah, he looks gross.
And he looks gross.
Yeah.
And there's a kid there, and the kid really doesn't like him.
Yeah, he pats the kid like a robot.
Yeah. Because he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
He pats it, yeah. He's just weird. He's just in it for the pussy.
Yeah,
he's
I know.
Not, he's not a...
He's put it on a pedestal.
Yeah.
And he's going to try and climb that pedestal.
Oh, God. So, yes, there's that interaction where it lays down the scene that he's interested in this girl, but she's not interested in him.
So if he doesn't give James the dog, then misunderstanding later in the movie doesn't happen because he didn't give him a dog.
Yeah.
So that makes no sense. Who really cares?
I feel like this also lays up for the possibility that he will be left with the kid. If this interaction didn't happen, there's no way she'd be leaving him with him.
No, probably not. But she does know him. I think there's something else after that that makes me say that same thing.
Yeah.
So I think we cut back across because we've got that bit.
Yeah.
And then we cut back across to the boss.
Yes.
The big boss. And he's had his testicle ripped out.
Yes.
And I went, what if they monitored a person who had been arrested?
Mm.
What if, you know, after being arrested and being a mob boss, they actually monitor him while he was telling people to knock off a police dog. The FBI actually traced him or put a bug there or something.
Well, he's obviously been able to afford bail.
Yeah, but they would have tried.
Yeah,
they would
you should be under surveillance. Yeah,
they should have surveilled.
Him. Absolutely.
Surveilled?
Yeah, surveilled.
Is that right?
I would say it is. Cool. Should have kept a fucking eye on him.
So we also need that little interaction you just said before, because we need to know that she has to leave by a certain time.
Yep.
And Daisy is coming to look after whatever.
Yes.
So then Gordon and Benny are watching the football game.
Yes.
Where they knock him to the asphalt.
Knock him to the ass.
That's not that part yet. Yeah. But they're watching it quite loud, and in the background you can hear the beeping and the taxi driver guy or the shuttle guy yelling out. And I went, what if Gordon doesn't hear the shuttle guy beeping or whatever and goes to have a look? And him saying, "Shia Sosla." I love that one.
Yes, she says that.
Because if he doesn't hear, like when he hears that and he yells out, he remembers that firstly she's going on a trip. He wouldn't have known that.
Yeah, and then he thinks
and
he can score
like,
some points.
And he's like, I'll go over and score some points.
Yeah.
So if he doesn't have an interaction, he doesn't go over there. She's not coming over to his place to give the kids to him.
Absolutely not, no.
So that just completely destroys the movie.
Yeah, yes.
She's probably, I don't know what she does.
Yeah, I doubt she would go.
She just wouldn't go on her trip.
No, no. I said, what if the taxi driver just left?
Yeah.
Because they have to wait a certain amount of time. They've got people in the car that need to
get to the
airport.
Exactly, they've
got to
get to the airport on time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much leeway you've got.
Yeah.
But when she gets in, there's like no one else in the shuttle.
Yeah, but he probably needs to pick up people.
I know he needs
too.
To get to the next
yeah,
one.
Yeah, he needs to get move on. Yeah.
But then I don't know. Maybe, I don't know what the policy is with the shuttle. If you're late by a certain amount of time, do they just leave without you?
I feel like they'd have to.
You'd have to.
Yeah, there's no way they can wait for you. And then I said, what if Daisy was a wallflower on the phone? God, that's a sad one.
That's not good.
No, I know. Because she says to her, I'm on her way. Why doesn't she say to her, I'm not well?
Yeah, I know. She keeps saying 10 minutes and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't
so
know
So this
why.
Allows her to leave thinking that she's only got 10 minutes.
I feel like
10 minutes
Daisy
of babysitting.
Doesn't want to lose the
gig
the
and
gig
is trying to push.
And is trying to push
but
herself
out. But if she just said, I'm not well, it's not going to pan out, then she would lose the gig.
Yeah.
And then she wouldn't go.
Because
she just can't leave. She wouldn't relinquish.
Yeah, of course not.
Took everything in her being just to leave him with Gordon for like with an estimated time of 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, she just wouldn't go, and that wouldn't happen.
Then I've got they watch at Gordon's house. Oh, the football game.
Yes, yeah.
That doesn't make a difference.
They're watching it at
in her house
for the time being.
And then Benny leaves
because they're waiting for the babysitter to arrive.
Yeah, so. Then Benny leaves, right?
Yeah.
So I was thinking that I don't know why he doesn't just go, yeah, cool, grab the stuff and go back to his place and take the kid over there. I suppose because
they're waiting for the babysitter to come.
Yeah, and then so Daisy turns and Daisy calls up and says, I'm not coming. So he's like, okay, I'll go back to my place.
Yeah, that's why he takes food and goes over there.
All right, fair enough.
I said, what if Gordon didn't insist on helping. I know he thinks it's 10 minutes, but it's still looking after a kid. What if that was too far for him? Like, if he just didn't push it?
Cause that's true.
He's pushing, gets her over the line.
So I've got as well, when they're talking about, or when they're watching the game and they're kick into the asphalt and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What if the kid turns to him and says, "You guys are crazy."
You remind me of my uncle, did a lot of cocaine once. Oh, wait, I'm too young. Man. He'd be all right with two men because it'd be just 2.5 men sitting in a room. What if Gordon had a clue? He doesn't seem to have a fucking clue when it comes to looking after a kid or talking to a kid. They're just sitting there awkwardly. Gordon's got no
idea how humans interact with each
other. Yeah. For a kid who lived in a foster home because he was an orphan.
I don't know.
He doesn't have the what I would call the social skills.
He has no social. He only has Benny as his friend. That's it. Yeah. He doesn't interact with anyone else.
Yeah.
Apart from the girl that he likes.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised he hasn't just, like, punched her in the arm.
Yeah,
like a schoolboy would do.
I said, what if a man's place did smell like that? What's that smell?
That's the smell of a man.
It's disgusting. His face is just like, ugh.
Well, because this kid, this is the thing, this is almost like the original Odd Couple thing. This kid is, like, so tight-laced and whatever, because the mum has him on, like, a very strict schedule, and you can tell by the way she is, the way her apartment is.
Yes.
Is that she's very organised and whatever, right?
Yeah.
And basically, Gordon is the complete opposite.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is like a wife swap situation.
It is really. It is a wife swap situation.
Where they're trying to improve each other.
Yep. We shoot over to the bad guys. And they're having...
kill the dog?
Yeah. They're having a dinner or a lunch or something where they're saying they're going to kill the dog.
Oh, yeah.
And they laugh at him because they think he's joking.
Yes.
What if he just killed them on the spot for laughing at his request?
Yeah, it's true.
Like, he's so ruthless. He's basically said, you know, you're my cousin or my nephew or whatever, and I will have no problem killing you.
Yeah, I think he still needs them.
Yes.
What if he got better hitmen?
Mm.
These guys don't seem to be very good.
No, they seem to be past their prime.
They're quite bumbly. Maybe because no one else would take this job on, and these guys are cheap.
Yeah.
And this guy, at the end of the day, is a businessman, and he will get the cheapest price.
They seem experienced.
I think experienced. They're like part of the family.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But they get mates rates, but still, like, this throws them. Having to kill a dog, they don't have what I call the skills.
Yeah, maybe instead of giving them an envelope and doing like that, he could say to them, I know this is a bit of a strange one, but there's this dog that keeps getting in our thing.
Yeah.
It's this police dog.
Yeah.
We need to take it out.
Mm.
If he said it that way, they wouldn't have laughed at him.
No,
they would
have gone,
all right, Sal, whatever hell his name is.
That's right. And they would have maybe Enzo. Thought about
what is the bad guy's name?
I can't remember. Okay, Sonny.
Sonny. All right, Sonny.
Sonny said, play dead.
We go to that next. So they go down to the police training facility.
Yes, and we're watching how he's training the other
the next generation
FBI dogs,
yep.
And using Agent 11 as an example.
Yes.
And the two bad guys are there watching, waiting to take their chance.
Yeah.
And one of the dogs was getting played with.
Yes.
By the...
rubbing the belly.
Yes, rubbing, tickling your belly. And I said, what if he did tickle the other agent's underbelly?
I think if he tickled Cassavetti's underbelly, she would be into it.
She was not far. She was like, mmm.
She, yeah.
Yeah.
She's into him.
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
It's very, very obvious into him.
Yeah. He's like the dog. Very serious. Very much one, like, blinded just by his work only. He's not looking for play.
Yeah. So I think in this movie, it would make it contrived, but the biggest tragedy in this whole movie is that I think he still does not understand that Cassavetes is into him.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there needs to be something there.
Oh, no, I think he gets it at the end.
Do you think so?
I think so. He goes over there and he's stressed about the dog.
Yeah.
She's in lingerie.
Yeah.
Hanging over glasses. Oh, I know.
She's
wine.
Into him. But he still doesn't get it.
No,
at that point.
I think she takes advantage after the dog is out of the picture. She had her hand on his shoulder. She's expressing him, you know. Yeah. Condolences.
She's like, I can do doggy style too.
Yeah, absolutely. I will fetch, I will lick your crotch, I'll do any of those things.
Put a collar on me.
Yep.
Whatever you want.
Yep.
Just don't put the shock collar on, because that's my safe word is keep going. So, anyway, so they're there and they're waiting to
my safe word's the Green Mile.
My safe word is Ricky Bobby. Anyway, so they go to He tells the dog to go take down the target.
Yep.
And they hit the explosion thing too early.
Yep.
And I went, what if they didn't hit it too early? They would have killed the dog. Yeah. They would have done what they had to do.
Yep.
And the movie's over.
Yeah, if they were just now. Not now.
Oh, my God. Why doesn't he just do it himself?
I know. Can you not see?
They can both see the same.
I know. You don't need the binoculars for that.
It's stupid. You know what it is? They have to be warned that there's something coming. Without it being, we heard something's coming, it's got to be shown to them, right? Yes. But these guys have to also be bumbling. Now, I'm going to make a suggestion here. He has the controller thing and, like, something is maybe like an ant's crawling up his arm and he goes, ah, and hits it makes it explode too soon. That would be better.
Yeah.
Because the now thing just doesn't work for me.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't work.
I feel like that's, like, it's annoying.
Yes, yeah.
Like, if there's a reason why he accidentally hits
the thing. Why would he say now when it was clearly not now?
It wasn't now.
No.
It was not even now.
No, it wasn't even now. Now. Yeah.
Now.
What happened to now?
What happened to then?
That was then. This is now.
When did we pass it?
We haven't done that movie either, so we can't quote it.
When will then be now? Soon. Anyway.
Then they say they're going to take Agent 11 and put them in witness protection.
Yes.
And he reacts very, very badly. And I went, what if all Americans reacted like he did to get his dog taken away, but with their guns? Oh, hang on. Wait. No, never mind. That's just regular.
He actually says that. It's like taking away my gun.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I thought, what if all Americans reacted that way? And I went, wait.
I wonder if there is an amendment of not taking away someone's dog.
I know, right? I bet there is not. The right to bear dogs.
So I don't remember what this witness protection agent person's name is. I can't remember her name.
Cassavetti?
No, Cassavetti is
the one that comes in.
Yeah, I can't remember her name.
How cute is it? He wants to shake her hand.
Yes, I know.
Everyone shakes her hand and then he puts his paw up like, I'm going to shake your hand
too. Yeah, he's an agent. I'm an agent. Like the rest of them.
Yes, yeah. And then he stands at the front so he can listen to her.
He's listening and he's listening
so
up.
It's so cute.
It's very cute.
So cute.
What if they had allowed Agent 11 and what is the Green Mother? What's name?
I can't tell you.
Anyway, it would allow him to go with the dog. They're not going to because they want to separate him and the dog, right?
Yes.
So what if they had allowed that?
Yeah.
And then I've got, what if she doesn't say anything? Like when she says the play dead thing.
Yes.
She doesn't need to say it to the dog. You and
I wrote at the same time. Yeah. I said it too. I said, what if she didn't pass on Sonny's message? That's what makes Agent 11 react.
Yeah, he wouldn't react otherwise. And realises
he's in danger, he's got to get out of there.
Exactly. He wouldn't have reacted to be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. So if she kept her mouth shut.
What if they had sent one agent in the back of the truck with each of the dogs, all the decoys?
Yeah.
Because that would be what they would do.
Yeah.
If they're going to do that, they're not going to send... Because the guy who's in the truck is just like some delivery guy.
Why didn't they just bribe the delivery guy?
Yeah, they could have.
Take the dog straight to them.
Yeah.
I don't know why they wouldn't have. Why didn't she pay off to... They got someone high up in the FBI. Yeah,
why wouldn't they just do that?
Mm.
Or give him the wrong address. Give everyone another address and give him the place. And he take him to like a warehouse. And then they get there and they're like, oh, this is the FBI guy. And they dress as FBI.
Yeah.
They take the dog. They say thank you and he drives off.
Yeah.
And they kill the dog.
Yeah.
And the movie's over.
So the dog gets out.
Yeah.
And then hides in Gordon's truck while he's doing a delivery.
Yep.
And it jumps in the back with the kid.
Yep.
And then they drive off and he's greeting another truckie. But I was going to call it a stray post. It's not a stray post. It's not a postal worker. It's just a guy in a blue truck. So someone like that, oh, yeah, Cleveland, like he knows him. That sets the dog off and the dog goes ballistic.
Did we get to the point where they have the dance battle out the front of the mail depot yet? That's before that, isn't it?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay, cool. Sorry,
because I had a note about that one too. All right,
keep going. Sorry, I just thought we jumped that bit.
Yeah, no, not yet.
That's one. You keep going. Sorry, you keep doing
that. That comes up next because remember Spot's in the car watching with James? Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. He waves to the other truckie, says something.
Yeah, and the dog reacts. Why would he react? He's the FBI agent.
He's yelling. Maybe the yelling is what triggers him off. Okay, I don't know. Maybe. It's like, Cleveland! Maybe because he does an arm movement, he thinks.
He just reacts.
Okay. Makes him lose control. And I said, what if they had driven into oncoming traffic?
Yeah.
And what if his greeting didn't set off Agent 11? He would just be driving around with this dog in the back of his car for quite a while.
Because what if he goes to the next place where the delivery thing is and then Agent 11 just runs out?
Yeah.
Because he just needed a place to hide for now. Yeah,
he was just hiding out. He'd probably just use it and then move on.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah.
He's like the littlest hobo.
Then we see that there's a phone call saying that one of the dogs had broken out and it was just the decoy.
Yes.
And I said, what if... and then that happens. That's another thing. I think something like... That's right. He goes to call...
And he says to... Okay, so he says at that point, call them. Yes. And she's like, no, it's just a decoy. And he goes, no, call them.
Yes. So in the span of, I would say...
2 hours?
No, yeah, probably about 2 hours. Maybe not even we're that. Being generous, two hours. I was going to say 30 minutes.
Yeah. He's got to
this dog time. Has broken out and they have found out, and yet the actual dog that's supposed to be Agent 11 has managed to get to the airport and travel to
Alaska. Yeah, no, not
happening. No. So he calls Alaska to check on Agent 11, and I said, what if Tigger asked why he wasn't sure? Because he goes, are you sure this is an FBI dog? Why didn't he just ask why? Why are you saying that?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
because it looks like the dog from Taco Bell. That's not my dog.
Mm.
You can even hear it barking on the other end of the line. Yeah,
it's bad.
Yeah. So, yeah, I thought that was a bit, you know, he could have just asked. Played why do comedy, you think but that? It's
not very good.
No, there needs a bit of logic in there. Then we get to Gordon gets back to the depot.
Yep. And it's dance battles at the depot.
Oh, dance battle. And I just went, what if dance battles took place during your 15-minute break?
Why is there a dance battle happening at the front of the mail depot? What are these kids doing at the front of the
mail
place?
They were waiting for used up cardboard so they can do their dancing.
Is that what it
is? I reckon they were waiting for some recycled boxes.
That makes perfect sense.
They were hanging around and they're like, we were going to do this with it. And it's like, oh, let me show you.
Thank you. I never understood why the fuck they're there.
It was just perfectly timed.
It's really good though.
But that was my first theory was, oh, they're waiting for cardboard.
Yes, of course. That's what it is. It makes sense. Makes perfect sense because they would have big packaged cardboard. That's the perfect place to get it from. Yeah. And these guys don't want it anymore. They're finished with it. Yeah. You can have it.
Yeah.
But he's like, to have it, you got to beat me in a dance battle.
That's right, yeah.
And he's been called out.
Yeah, it's on like Donkey Kong.
So, okay. So I've got, the dance battle at the mail depot, and then I've got Gordon changed.
When he turned into an Asian guy who danced?
Yes. Okay. So Gordon turns into an Asian guy when he does his dancing.
I think that's the double they use for him is quite good.
It's not good. It's terrible. I think
it's better than anything. And then you catch him coming off a spin and it's Gordon.
Because
which is good.
Get him off a spin. Yeah, that's fine. And what if rolling over and farting in people's faces did cause the club down?
Bingo. So what if clubs were shut down with farts?
He could try and pick a $5 note up.
I tell you, any swingers clubs, that would be a mood killer.
I think it would.
Unless you're into that.
Yeah, it might be like a blowjob like in Van Wilder.
That's true. Yes, that's right. They do like that, don't they? They call that a blowjob. And we've done Van Wilder, so that's okay. We can reference
that. We can talk about that?
Okay, yep. Good. Yes, yeah.
Do we have to only talk about... Because I know a lot of more movies than just the ones.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Also... I know I reference swingers clubs a lot, but I never went clubbing as a kid, so I can't really.
No, that's fine.
I can't. I don't know that I went to swingers clubs as a kid.
As a kid, I went to a lot of swingers clubs.
Love swingers
that
clubs.
That sounded really bad, Lisa. It did. Hey, Mum and Dad, why am I at the crash of the swingers club?
Can I look through the holes? Look through the holes.
What was the movie? Oh, we were watching a TV show. That Stupid Workaholics. I know what it's called now. And we don't watch this show all the time, but now twice I've referenced this.
That's right.
And the guy's talking about how they went to swingers clubs a lot when he was conceived. I think he's mine.
That's right. He said he's pretty sure.
That's so bad.
He goes, oh, I was there. I drove there. Something along those lines.
If you do, he does a pretty good job to flip over. But, I mean, if you land on your back, I don't think normally I would fart if I landed on my back.
If you had one, like, sitting at the gate?
Yeah, maybe. But do you think if he's got one sitting at the gate, doing any kind of spin moves is going to do it. Do you think that with the George Jefferson and his ET phone home that they are winning the dance battle?
No.
I think they
suck. It's not until he starts doing the spins.
Yeah.
But the they're funny.
It's stupid.
Phone home.
Make him phone home.
Make him phone home.
It's so bad. It's so stupid.
I liked it too. I was laughing like James was.
Yeah, James is there.
He had that retarded look on his face and it was like, fine.
What have I got myself into?
Yep. So... they take the dog to the pound.
Yeah.
To give it back to, you know, to try and to give it back to, well, it's not our dog. And the kid starts crying. And I have to say, he's crying pretty hard.
It's emotional. He does a great job. Emotional blackmail is the best.
Yeah, you know what? He won me over.
Yeah.
He won me over. I would have taken the dog back too. But I thought, what if Gordon had stayed firm? So that dog would have been handed into the pound. Those guys would have come and claimed the dog because they were there.
Yeah.
Game over.
Game over, man.
Game over, man.
Game over, man.
Imagine you don't have Monica away from him because they're pretty bumbling.
Possibly.
But he probably goes on another adventure with someone else. Yes. In a different movie.
He turns into the traveling FBI
agent. Imagine it's like, you know, those sort of, not Dog's Purpose, but those other kind of like the traveling dog movies.
Yeah.
Like just that first bit of Gordon and whatever is just the only part you've got.
Yes.
And then he ends up with like someone else.
Yep. And it turns into a Netflix series. It
turns into like a, like every episode he just gets, he's still running away from those two guys.
Yeah.
And he spends it with other people or even just in a movie. Mm. Like just that first little bit is Gordon and the kid.
Yep.
And then it moves on to someone else and it moves on to someone else.
Yep.
And then at the end, he's got to decide between the three families which one he wants to go home with. And it's like, it's you could win all the prizes.
It's like a perfect date.
Yeah, exactly.
Which one did you have more fun with?
At this point, no one.
And then it's quite funny. He takes it home.
Yep.
Starts picking on the dog for not being fun.
Yes.
And then he starts to mock Agent 11,
mm-hmm.
or Spot.
Yes.
And I said, what if Gordon could do role play without dressing up?
Yeah, no, he doesn't have to put the thing on there. He
puts the collar on.
I don't know why he does
And then proceeds to not be able to get the collar off, which is I find funny. He manages to get it off Spot so easily.
Yeah.
But the minute he puts it around his own neck.
He can't see it.
He can't see what he's doing with it. I could take a collar off from my own neck.
So I've got, what if big titted neighbours looking through windows would mock you?
I love the fact that you went, she's got big tits.
She really, they push them out.
Oh yeah, she's got
They've them. Got it like right out
she's
there.
She's got she's basically got chin rests. Yeah,
she really does.
Yeah, she does. She's trying to.
And it's also the upward angle that they shoot the camera at. It makes it look even bigger.
It does. You're
bigger.
Looking straight at her boobs.
You almost can't see her chin.
Yeah, yeah. It's true. It does block 90% of the shot.
Because she sees the dog and she's like, ready.
Yeah. She's. I don't know why she's so.
She just. I know. For no reason.
He's fucking around on the floor. Leave him alone.
Why is she looking in his fucking window?
I know. She's a fucking perv.
I reckon she likes to look in his window.
She's just a perv. She's just perv. One of those. No, she's just going to turn into one of those grumpy old women that just likes watching other people.
Exactly.
He puts on the collar and starts doing the thing, and then he tries to take it off, and he adds a metal object, which we learned earlier in the other scene, is going to light yourself up like a Christmas tree.
That's right.
And then all of a sudden, it seems to be instigated by the remote control.
This is the kid TV, logic.
The TV remote. I do love the fact that he says, put it on cartoons. Don't try to get smart.
Yeah.
I felt like that with my own kids, so I can relate to that comment. It's quite good.
Yeah, what if he did try and get smart? He's like playing the Financial Review show or something.
Or what if he was just trying to watch Get Smart? They play those reruns all the time.
Especially in the 2001.
Do you mind? I'm watching I Dream of Jeannie. Is that okay with you? It's pretty much in the same realm of stuff.
Hold on. I Dream of Jeannie and Get Smarter in different realms.
Oh, I feel like the same shit. They all have the romance between the one person and the other person, with just a mix of other things.
I'm not with you
bumbling
on that one.
Idiots. Because you've got Major Healy, who's an idiot.
A lot more than
that's
like
fair enough. Games. I just say I feel like they're
this
in
is
the
like
same.
The Friends Seinfeld debate.
No.
One of them's a comedy, and the other one's as a friendship romance TV show.
Okay.
Anyway, let's keep going.
That's your opinion.
I know, and it's correct. Anyway, so now we get to the part where I say Lisa choking.
Do you see what I have to put up with? Do you see?
I do.
Do you see what I have to put up
Yes, I'm right here with
I'm
you.
I'm not choking at this point.
No, no, we get to it now.
No, we're still doing the fact that he's zapping himself with
the
collar.
Oh, okay, go, finish your thing.
Jesus, you have jumped.
No,
you
it's have, the next scene.
You have jumped, sir. You have
the
jumped.
The next scene after this one.
No, I disagree.
All right, keep going.
So he gets zapped and he's touching water and he's flung
like
across the
going, he's doing Superman moves.
Yes, he's like full on horizontal. And I said, what if Gordon actually died?
Mm-hmm.
And that kid was by himself. Yeah, he should have. He was supposed to light himself up like a Christmas tree. He just looked like he was at the opening sequence of Terminator. I didn't really see, you know, maybe a Michael Bay movie at best. Then they go to the dog park.
Oh, do they?
They do. Yeah, so Let me remind you that you were very sparse with your notes.
Oh, shit.
And there was a long period of time where you didn't write anything at all. So don't tell me what comes next. I have 4 pages.
Okay, keep going with yours
notes.
Then. Yeah,
so,
they do go to the dog park.
Yeah,
good
they
work.
Do. They go to the dog park.
Yes, that's right, because it's after the dog park that he ties him up.
That's right. And I said, what if there was more than one dog park where they lived? Like, this seems to be the only dog park there is. because the bad guys are there putting up poster signs saying missing girl's dog. Yes. Much love, girl's dog. So it would be good if there was another one there.
So what if the bad guys knew what breed of dog this was?
Yeah, they could put that down, but they don't. You didn't. You had to ask me.
I didn't know what it was, but I'm saying, like, what if they did know? I don't know. What type of dog is this? Bull Mastiff, you think?
Yeah, Bull Mastiff.
Okay.
I was correct.
You were correct?
I told you Bull Mastiff and I was correct.
Okay.
Remember, I'm the pointless dog breed champion.
Yes, but you know what you said Bull Mastiff to me? It was like, Bull Mastiff?
I'm pretty sure it's a Bull Mastiff. And then I confirmed it. And then I later found out his name was Bob.
Bob the Bull Mastiff.
Bob the Bull Mastiff. Can he eat it? Bob the Bull Mastiff. Only if it's testicles. So, he says he's going to take the dog to the park and his roommate is there with him. Yep. And there, he's taking the photos to park.
Watch your dog.
He hasn't moved. I think the dog is broke. I said, what if his roommate decided, like, offered to take them to the fair to try some food?
Yeah, he would love it.
Yeah, I reckon that would have been good.
I knew you were going to get there.
I know. You made the joke way too soon for me.
Sorry.
And then as the bumbling bad guys are at the park, they get pissed on by this dog.
Yep.
And I said, what if an owner could take responsibility for her dog? Yeah. He's old. He can't control his bladder. And you can't watch it.
You can't keep him away from people.
And stopping from pissing on people.
I don't like that one. They play it off as they're bad guys, but that's not that bad. I'd be upset too if a dog was pissing on me.
Absolutely. I would be like, apologize. Oh, I'm so sorry. I wasn't watching. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
One of my pet peeves is owners that... I know. I got the pun. I know it's there. It's people that can't accept responsibility for looking after their pets. It really shits me. And then the two deaf girls get their bag snatched.
Yep.
And Agent 11 saves the day. And I said, what if the girl that was standing watching the bag snatch take place, instead of calling for help, actually helped?
Mm.
So there was three girls in the thing. So they were like tussling with the guy. One was holding her bag. The other one was kind of hitting the bad guy. And she was just standing there in her active gear just going, help, help, someone help. Not doing anything. Because David's like, we get to the next scene where the deaf girls are trying to explain to Gordon what happened. Mm. And David's like, why don't they just talk? They talked before. And I went, no, that was a different chick.
I didn't see that.
That was a chick in green. And I'm like, I paid attention to that.
So people who are deaf can still talk. Even if they can't talk very well, they can still talk.
Not if they've not heard. Mm. Not if they've been deaf their whole life.
Maybe.
I know someone I went to school with who could kind of talk.
Yeah.
But it was very... almost just little sounds. You couldn't actually make out words. If they've been deaf their whole life, their only language is sign language.
True.
They won't even try to mouth words because they just can't.
Yeah.
So, what if the deaf girls beat his ass?
Mm-hmm.
They get so angry.
They really do. And then she throws the bag at him.
Yes. And I understand. He's offering them money. And I get that. It may come off that he's trying to hire them for sex now. But... they have to understand. They can't understand. He can't understand sign language. He doesn't get what's happening. He doesn't know. So they just, imagine they whipped his ass and turned him into a bloody pulp. Coach. What if the coach? Oh, yes. Then we get the scene of the mum. She's stuck and she can't get back.
Yes.
All that sort of drama.
Mm-hmm.
The next scene is her calling while the bus is like teetering over the edge of a cliff.
Yeah.
And she walks right up to this bus that is quite clearly struggling to stay on the ground.
Yep.
And I said, wouldn't it be funny if the coach started to go backwards and she got clipped by like a mirror or something and it took her with her, took her with it, sorry. So I said, what if the coach clipped her and took her with it and she died? Well, now Gordon is his main carer. That would be comedically funny.
Do you notice with the wheel, right, that the wheel's spinning a certain way?
Yes.
And then when she stands in front of it, the wheel spins the other direction.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, it can't work that way. So the bus is trying to move from right of screen to left. So the tyre should be going in an anti-clockwise motion.
Right. But it doesn't work for
our thing. No, because it's going to spit the mud in the opposite direction at the back of the bus.
And she can't stand there, so they just decide to do it the other way.
Unless, are they showing us the front wheel? It looks like the back wheel.
No, it's the back wheel.
It's the back wheel. So for some...
because the bus is on that side.
For some moment, the bus wheel goes the other way. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, we were to get this chick with mud. We would drive off the cliff.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's the front wheel and we just got... maybe it's a reversed image because it looks better. I don't know, but... It makes sense to be the front wheel, but it definitely looks like the back wheel has done it, which doesn't fit. Mm. What the sound?
What do you got?
Okay, so next one is that's right. So that night they go to bed, yep. And as a punishment for poor Agent 11, he ties him to the furnace.
Yeah, the radiator.
Which is like
yeah.
a heater.
Yeah.
And he makes a sound. He goes, he doesn't like it. And he goes, no, that's a sound that he liked. I went, what if he does like it? What if that sound means I like it? Mm. They go to bed.
It's like purring.
Yeah. He barks at whatever time in the morning.
He starts
barking. Kid sleeps through it. What I find amazing, the scene before is her going...
telling him he can't sleep. Yeah. Because they're setting it up for later, but they don't need it this time. They need it next time.
When do they need it next time?
When he has the Charizard dream thing and he has the heartwarming moment with Gordon.
Oh, okay.
That's what it's set up for. But it doesn't work because they do it out of order.
He's already slept two nights with this kid and not had an issue sleeping.
Yeah, they've done it out of order.
Yeah, it's weird. Maybe they filmed him out of order.
Yeah.
But yes, I thought that was quite funny because it was like right after the other, the continuity people were like, nah.
So are we there?
Yeah, so I said, what if he went back up for his keys? The minute he realised he didn't have
his keys. That's what he should have done.
He should have absolutely got his keys instead of blocking the door with a newspaper.
Exactly. He didn't want to because he can't be bothered.
Okay, now this is scene. Where Lisa scene. Chokes.
So this is the scene. Picture it. It's Sicily. Early 2000s.
19.
No, we're not Sheldon Cooper.
No, that's Sophia, fuckwit.
Oh.
Picture it. Sicily. 1962.
Oh, God. Okay, sorry. I was thinking...
If Sheldon Cooper was on Golden Girls, that would have been fucking lit.
No, because there's another thing in Big Bang Theory where where he's teaching Penny about physics.
Yes, I know. He says it too.
He goes back to like...
Yeah, picture it.
Whatever. Yeah, I didn't know what it was.
No,
yeah,
I know.
Anyway, so I didn't remember the Golden Girls reference.
Yes.
So, picture it. Early 2000s.
Yep.
Lisa has some kind of chest infection.
Very bad chest infection.
Very, very bad.
Yes.
David decides, hey, let's watch a funny movie because Lisa likes funny movies.
Yep.
We get to this point of the funny movie and I had to pause it like at least three times.
Yeah, we made several attempts.
Now, this part, can I just say...
I just remember my chest hurting
that
so badly.
This one, I don't think is the funniest sequence of the movie. Controversial.
No, you like the pet...
I like the pet store
pet
one.
Pet store
better.
One. I like this one.
But... this is very good.
It makes me laugh just thinking
about
it.
Actually, makes me feel a bit cringy, though, because, like, ugh.
It's just so stupid. Yeah, it's stupid. Yeah. No, but I like it.
It's disgusting. The dog poop is disgusting.
Oh, it's just fake poop.
Anyway.
So I said, what if picking up your shoe was a normal response to after you stepped in dog shit?
Yeah, and also grabbing it with your other hand.
Yes. He picks it up to look at it. Just swipe it off on a clean patch of grass.
He's not thinking because he's tired.
So he grabs it and he's just like, yeah, I know. And then he just chucks it to his other hand and it's just like, ah, and then he throws it and then he steps back in it and then...
he slips over on it.
Oh, he slips over on it.
And he ends up slipping on it again and then he goes, climbs up the drain pipe and then gets stuck in his pants and then decides they've got to pull backwards to get my pants unstuck.
Before he climbs up the pipe, he's yelling out for help.
Yes.
And the neighbor tells him to shut the fuck up. And his response is, I'm covered in caca. Yeah. Not... can you please get some help?
Yeah.
I'm locked out. Help me.
Yeah.
Because that might have helped. She called the cops.
She's not going to help
I mean,
you.
She called the cops, which didn't end up helping him at all, but
no.
It was the cop.
What if he had tried to get Benny to help him, who lives in the building?
Does he?
Yeah, he lives in the building.
He lives in the building?
Yeah, because...
there's a buzzer there. Surely you could call another apartment.
He could buzz Benny.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to buzz the kid.
Well, there didn't seem to be any buttons on the door, so maybe the buzzers are inside the door.
But
in
then
the
how
foyer.
Do you buzz people if you turn up to a building? You've got to be able to get in.
Maybe they only lock it at night.
Maybe.
I don't know. But I looked at the block
there's
and thought,
be
where
a
are
way
the buzzers?
To,
and I couldn't
there's
see
There's
got
to be a
them.
Way to buzz Benny, though. Benny is the guy he needs.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the kid's not going to get up.
Yeah, no, the kid's not going
to
get up.
He doesn't know how to get
he
out.
Does, he does eventually wake up, which is quite strange. Probably. Yeah. He also gets back in the apartment. So what, he leaves his apartment door open while the kid's sleeping by himself? The dog goes back up into the apartment.
He must have done that.
Yeah, unless the dog can just...
people just leave apartments open sometimes.
Again, I know. We've had this discussion.
They do.
It's nuts.
So he climbs up the drain pipe.
Yeah, or what if Spot just let him in?
He's not going to. He wants to punish him.
I know he wants to punish him, but fuck's sake. Like, the kid needs that. He's an analytical thinker.
Mm.
The kid needs the adult. He's not going to get
he
anything
an
out
adult,
of the adult.
But I don't know if Gordon is an adult.
Oh, the tall one. The tall one can get things. That's true.
So he climbs up that part. Yep. He gets stuck on, like his pants get stuck, so he pulls back, loses his pants.
The dog closes the fucking window on his fingers.
On his fingers, yeah.
Causes him to recoil,
yeah.
Breaks the thing, pants get stuck, tries
pulls
to detach,
back.
falls down.
Lands back in the dog poop
slapped
again.
Slapped all over his
then
back.
Then the sprinklers go on.
No pants, because the pants are still attached to the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what if he broke his spine on the fall?
Yep.
What a way to go. And then I said, the police turn up. The dog.
Satan's dog.
The dog and the kid are in the window saying, yeah, this is Gordon. He lives here.
Yeah, what if he hadn't woken up? The kid hadn't woken up.
Yeah.
Then they're probably unlikely to.
I'm not sure what they would have done at that point.
They would have probably arrested him.
Probably, but they didn't want to put him in the squad car because he reeks.
Yeah, of course.
I said, what if the police could recognize an FBI dog if they saw one?
No.
Do they not?
No.
No?
That just looks like a dog.
Okay. I just thought, you know, if you see a, I suppose.
Just a dog.
Just a very, you don't see one of those dogs very often.
Oh,
and I thought that maybe the police would know about a missing FBI dog
in
the area.
Because they haven't said anything yet. Because the FBI hasn't said anything to
him. That's true. They don't know. He hasn't been there yet. So they just know it's a stray dog. That's true. Sorry. I thought they would have known at this point. They didn't.
No, because they don't know he's missing yet.
That's true. Yeah. So then they come inside and then. That's what she said. The next scene I have is when they're brushing their hair for the next day. And they talk about Gordon not having a mum and dad.
Yep.
And I said, what if mummies do comb your hair to make you look foolish? Because that's what we want. We want that. And then they go take the dog to the beach this time.
Yes.
Try to get the dog to play. And he gives him a pep talk, which works. And I said, what if the pep talk didn't work?
Yeah.
And the dog just still... He's still stuck in his ways.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It needs to happen because otherwise
the
movie's just not going to go anywhere.
Yeah. So the dog is happy and they go, let's reward him with going to the pet store.
Before we get to the pet store.
Okay.
There is a bit in between that where the bad guys call Sonny back again.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, they found information about the agent who whatever.
Yes.
And I said, that's right. They go into the other people go into it. And the agent, that agent lady's not there, and they've cleaned it out.
Yeah.
And I said, what if someone noted that double agent had gone days earlier? No one's noticed this person's gone
just
missing.
Emptied her office,
like just emptied everything and
she
left.
Just quit, yeah.
Like, but the, in the middle of an operation, like she's, yeah, I mean, surely she would have had to hand it over all of her things.
No, she's done her bit. The dog was transferred.
No, but her office has been cleaned out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, how would no one notice that her, like, surely she works in the building with other people.
Yeah.
She just said, I'm
leaving, fuckers, toodaloo.
Yeah. I've got...
So at this point...
Yeah.
Now they know the dog is missing.
Yes. Now they would tell the cops.
And the cops don't go, oh, we saw that dog the other day.
They haven't bothered to do it yet.
No.
They still haven't done it yet. Still going to get past the other part. So I've got, what if the bad guys see another dog of the same breed and just kill it and think they've done their job?
Yes.
Because they could.
Yeah, they could just kill someone that's innocent bull mastiff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That'd be a very dark movie.
Yeah. Well, do you love the way they glance over the fact that the witness protection lady, he kills her?
Yeah.
The way they do it?
Yeah.
They do it very...
She never
very,
made the airport.
Yeah, she never made it to the airport.
That's the part I'm talking about.
Yeah.
She just disappears out of the movie.
Yeah.
And no one seems to, like...
Yeah, well, we can't find her. She's gone. Oh, well, don't worry. She never even made it to the airport. So that's just, I just killed her.
Yeah.
But it's so, the way they did that was.
Because it's a kid's movie.
Yeah, but it's amazing. They get away with it.
Yeah.
Just leaving it to the comics, you never made it.
Hmm.
It's like.
They don't even need to bother with doing that, you know?
They
could just
left
that out.
Yeah, they could have.
But they need to make him feel like a bad guy.
Yeah, you need to hate him.
So they get to the pet store.
Yes.
And I said, what if Starchild actually paid attention?
Yes. She's got earphones on. If our kid
She's
worked at a pet
job,
shop,
Starchild.
If our kid works at a pet shop, she probably did the same.
Probably.
Just listen to music when it's quiet. What if helium tanks had comically large levers that had, you know, medium danger?
Danger. Woo! Yeah, exactly. What if you filled up helium like that? Also, yes. what if you could create a perfect seal by spinning around in some bubble wrap?
That's right. That's right. And having it seal around your throat and everything like that.
Exactly. Well, he's got a helmet on because he's already got the thing
he's
on
got a
like
jar,
that.
Yes. I said, also, what if Bubble Boy died from the suffocation?
That's true.
Then the kid became Oxygen Boy.
So what if Piranha acted like they actually act in real life and just ran away from things?
Yes.
Because Piranha do not attack people.
No, they do not. It's a very bad stereotype.
And then so we've got in between when he earned the pet. So that in the pet store one. Just want to say how good it is. It's fucking hilarious.
Yes.
But in between when they finish in the pet store, actually, the part I love in the pet store one is when the dog like grabs the kid and like pushes him into the dog. Yes,
tells
thing,
him to hide.
To hides the kid.
Yes.
Jeez, he's good.
Yes.
That's what really makes me like
he
that.
He pushes
one.
Him in, like, get in there.
Get in there, you hide, I'll take care of these bad guys for
you.
He's
so good.
Anyway, so in between that and when he turns up at the police station, there's a quick scene where the mother's trying to flag people down.
Yes.
And so she tries to flag down the first person and she loses her phone and the thing and she gets into the water. Then she flags down this, like...
Before that, I just want to quickly, I said, what if water-filled potholes, even though you're standing right in front of it, when a car drives over it,
throws
the water hits
water
you from the side.
Yes, I know.
She makes things, maybe it's her gravitational
pull. She makes things just hit her.
Yeah, but from different angles, like defying all gravity and laws of physics.
I want to see like a 360 view of her and just things are coming at her from everywhere. She's like planetary.
You'd see the people with the buckets.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, keep going with that one. She flags down like a circus.
She flags down this circus thing and they said, we're not stopping for no one except for hitchhikers.
Yeah. From now on is what she said.
From now on.
And yet there is a scene where they stop and she's making a phone call.
Exactly. While
the other girl's doing her nails.
So she did stop.
She did stop, yeah.
So she lied to her.
She lied to her.
She's not like John Candy in Home Alone.
No. I would catch, God forbid, I would catch a ride with him, no problem.
Of course. I like polka.
Yeah. I love polka.
Polka. Unless Jack Black's there as well. It'll be fine.
She lights her lighter to see who's in the cabin with her.
Yes.
And it's a zebra.
And then she gets third degree burns. How the fuck did she survive that?
The fart sound from that zebra's ass is chef's kiss.
It's good, isn't
it? It's so good.
It's very, very good.
The fact...
You're right there. Oh, no, quick, but just pause the movie. We've lost her again.
And the fucking flame.
The flame is next level.
She would have been dead.
She'd be dead.
She'd be dead. She'd be so dead.
Completely.
So I said, so she would have, like, so much death in this movie. So many possibilities
third degree
of
burns.
Death. Yeah, absolutely.
So then my next, for the next scene, which is them going into the police thing, is the walk.
The walk?
Gordon. Walking into the police station.
Yes.
That is the. Yes. I love this walk.
His legs. I don't know how he does it. He must be double jointed.
It's like the Ministry of Silly Walks.
Yes, he's so
level
good.
Level 15.
Yes, he's so good. So good.
Yep. So he comes in. You're right.
I'm just checking the time.
Oh, okay. He comes in. Oh, we're not going too long for you, are we?
No. Oh, we have other things to do, like put children to bed.
Oh.
It is time. You know.
Oh, time. I thought you meant the time we were taking.
No, the actual time.
Okay, fair enough.
Thanks for that.
On
move
the
on.
Clock. Anyway, so.
Wow, that ages us too. Thanks for that.
That's all right. So he does the silly walk and he comes in. And of course, he has to deal with the slime ball guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells him the story about the ball. Now, at this point, if he knows the cops are going to. I don't know. Do you think going to the cops is the best thing he can do? I suppose it's the only thing he can do.
It's the only choice he's got to do.
And he doesn't know this dog's
Although
from
the
FBI.
Fact that he's gone to the police station is weird because I figured the police would come to the store.
Yeah, you think
like,
so.
I feel like they would be. He would be there in the car park and they would be taking his statement down and asking
well,
him
why
questions.
Wouldn't, instead of him going to the police station, why wouldn't he go over to where
Plus, how does
Star
he drive?
Child is?
Yes.
And they use the phone.
Yeah.
But while the guys are knocked out to say there's two guys that have attacked us in this store,
yeah.
The police would turn up and they would arrest these two guys.
Yeah.
And then they would like, what happened? Oh, we were here in the pet store with our dog.
Yeah.
And he would be like, You got whatever a dog. Oh no, we found this dog and whatever.
Yeah.
And then the FBI would be alerted to the fact of this and they would probably turn up and everything's fine.
Yeah.
The police would take them into custody and hold them.
It would have been sorted at
and
this point.
And it'd be all sorted.
Yes. It's quite funny though.
And Sonny would
hope he
be
wasn't
in trouble.
Driving a manual. Because those legs.
I don't know if he could drive anything. Maybe the kid drove.
Gets him to push the pedal. And he just does the steering. And his voice. Oh my
he's
god.
He's got the high pitched voice
oh,
as well.
His voice is so good. The helium voice is just classy as fuck.
And then after that, so have you got anything between that scene and when the FBI walked through the police station to talk about the dog? Because that's the next one.
No, I don't.
So I've got, what if the FBI don't walk past Captain Slimeball say it? And what if he doesn't say anything?
Yeah, what is it with people's dogs today?
Yeah, why would he say anything?
Yes. Yeah.
If he doesn't say anything, they never find it.
Mm.
And this is where, this is funny, because this movie kind of just goes at a pace, and then it hits here, and it goes, boom, everything. It's like they've gone, we've only got 5-10 minutes
we
to
need
go.
To fit
we need
everything
to get
in
this
here.
In
this
now.
This needs to escalate.
And then they go, bang, and then it kind of like goes quick, and then plateaus weirdly at the end. It's very weird pacing in this movie.
It is. But I do enjoy it.
Like, oh, it's a great movie, but it just paces weirdly.
It takes off really quickly, so it's just a matter of, everyone's
going to get
finding
to him
out.
First.
Yeah, everyone finding out. So they get to the thing and they take Spot away from Gordon and James. And
Not just there's a little bit before that. Okay. The FBI walk past and say, "What's with all the dogs and things like that?"
Yes.
Then we get the scene of the kid can't sleep.
Yes.
So and then we get the dog jumps on the bed.
Yes.
With them, so the kid's asleep. Stinky. And the dog jumps on the bed.
Yep.
Puts his feet, puts his hands, his paws and whatever in Gordon's face.
Yeah.
And I've gone, what if Lana was sleeping on this bed too? Our dog Lana has the longest legs in the history of the world, and she puts her feet everywhere. And she jumps on the bed, and when she does it, she like drops her back, her spine and back on you.
Yes.
And
she's,
it hurts.
She's an Irish wolfhound. So
she's huge.
It's the only way she can do it. She's not, and she's not even a big dog too.
No, she's like a mixed.
She's a mixed breed. So
she's
she is on the small side of what Irish wolfhounds. Some Irish wolfhounds are as big as mini miners, like as those small cars.
Yeah, she's not.
So
that big.
She is a small dog, but big in comparison to our other dogs that we've had. We've had Jack Russells. We've got a Cairn Terrier. Like we've had small dogs. So yeah.
So I've got, what if the hitchhiking mum gets kidnapped?
Yes.
By the bikey?
Yeah, becomes his sex slave.
Yeah, like that's a lot of risk there. I mean, I'm not saying things about bikies, but she's taken a lot of risks with everything that she does to try and get back there.
Yeah.
Have you got something else there?
Or whatever it was. My next one isn't until Agent 11 is back at the FBI facility.
Yep,
that's
okay.
My next one is.
Yeah, you do that one because I'm right there too.
So, you know, Agent 11 is sitting there in his little cage and he's very, very sad and depressed.
Yep.
And he's watching as a family is playing with their dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, what if families were able just to openly play with their dogs right next to an FBI dog training facility? I can see why people can break into this place so easily. They're like literally 20 meters away.
Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
We're all ready for this one.
Bring it.
What if the FBI training facility had security?
Yay!
I mean, I should have said it earlier in the movie too. Oh. But there is, seriously, there is a small gate.
Yes.
There is like a fence which is like half the height of a person.
Yeah.
That I could just step over.
Yes.
That is the gate that goes around this facility.
Yeah.
There is no security to it.
Yeah, it's nothing.
It
not,
is so, not. So bad.
Yeah, it's very, very weird.
It's, I mean, the dog should, it's there because the dog needs to jump over the fence to run away.
Yeah, I understand.
But
that.
Realistically, it's so stupid.
It's terrible.
Like, there's more security at the Blacktown Pound. There's bigger gates there.
There's more security in my vagina.
Okay.
I'm trying to say anywhere's got more security.
I was
going to
say, that's
place.
A weird thing to say.
Yeah, I know. Well, nothing's going in there without my say-so.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
I'm not getting two guys sneaking in as two dog groomers. Like, it's not going to happen.
Okay,
and there's
enough.
Not going to be any Agent 11 or Bobs flying out. So
can I just say, what if the mob guys get spotted as they're leaving? Because these guys are well known.
Yes, their faces.
5 minutes later, when they get there, and they've gone back to them and they've gone, you know this guy, whatever, when they're looking at them, they've got pictures of them.
I'd like to assume that, but I don't think that would be the case because the police didn't seem even aware that this dog was missing.
No, when they first take the dog back off them, which is just before this scene, they come in, they go, have you seen this guy and this guy and this guy? And they've got pictures of the two hitmen dudes,
right?
Yeah,
but they're also, I just don't think they would withhold that information.
What do you mean?
The police would...
No, I'm not talking about the police.
No, but they wouldn't remember that situation. They wouldn't remember those faces. Not every single FBI agent on that dog training facility would know about these two guys.
The Agent 11's keeper walks past them.
Yeah, he walks past them, but you're saying other people
would notice
them.
No, I'm saying why wouldn't he notice them as he's walking past them?
Because he's too infatuated with the fact that his dog ran away.
Him and Cassavetes walk straight past them.
Yeah, I know, but they're not looking for them.
They're not very good FBI agents.
No, definitely not. Okay. Not looking for him, spotting him as dog.
But what if they
either.
Had spotted them? They'd just arrest them.
Yeah, well, that would, but it wouldn't be the end of it. It's not
no,
funny.
Because Sonny gets there, and Sonny's the problem.
That's right. What if the mafia guys didn't hear the conversation?
Yeah.
It's only because they're there and they hear that conversation that they know what to do next.
Yep, and they go running and they go looking for the people.
Yes.
They don't go back to his apartment, which is very interesting.
Yes.
Because if they go straight to the apartment, then basically you've got Gordon and James are out there having their heartfelt moment.
Yeah.
And then they go back and everyone would already be there.
Yep. But...
they wouldn't be being chased.
Yes. Someone does go straight back to their apartment.
Yeah, Sonny goes back there.
Sonny and...
The FBI agent. Yeah.
So I'm skipping a few of my what ifs just to say that what if Sonny could take down that buff FBI? How the fuck does he overpower him?
I don't know how.
On a one-on-one situation.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, does it?
It does not make sense.
No.
He's just... he's
he gets
he's
the jump on him?
Unless he's nothing without his dog. He is maybe. Simply just eye candy.
Yeah.
He just holds the remote, the TV does all the work sort of thing.
Plus, why wouldn't there be more agents there? Why would he go all by himself? Why wouldn't Cassavetes go with
him? Yeah, I don't know where everyone else is that's supposed to help them. Maybe
because she's with him when they leave the
maybe he dog sends them out facility. To search. Yeah, maybe he goes, you look for the dog and I'm going to go wait I'll for go by back their to their place.
But he goes, I know where he's going. Why wouldn't he tell them all to go with him?
No, there should have been someone else with him, so that doesn't make any sense either.
Yeah.
They're getting followed by the bad guys. And I don't know why Gordon takes the mail truck as opposed to his normal truck for this, because he's got a truck, but he takes the mail truck for some reason.
Yeah, I know.
Which works well because then they're able to chuck out mail bags of mail to try and flag the bad guys.
This person's losing his job.
He's gonna lose his job. And I said, what if James also fell out the back of the truck?
Yes.
How is he?
Yeah.
You know, he's just tossing massive tossing bags stuff. Of mail, and he's just fine. And his parts where he's breaking and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get stuck and he's yelling out for the police and he's carrying James and he's asking for the police to help him. And I said, what if police could use their rearview mirror?
Mm.
You know, you think you'd look behind you at some point when you're driving
down the
street.
Yeah, but if you're just driving and people are running, doing that, he'd be very lucky to see someone.
I was always taught to look in my rearview mirror regularly.
Yeah, but they might just think people are running. They don't know he's not just running for another reason.
It looks like he's trying to flag them down.
Yeah, but they're a long way ahead of him by the time he starts doing it.
Perhaps. I don't know what that is. All right, so and then they run through Bleecker Street.
Yes.
And
the butcher of Bleecker Street.
The butcher of Bleecker Street. I said, what if all Jack Russells were mental?
Oh, my God.
I say that because they are. But they this really dog are. Is relentless. I love his.
Oh, this dog is so good.
I love his tenacity. And then I said about the one with Sonny and the FBI agent. They get back to their apartment.
Yep.
But it's too late. And then Gordon gives them the heads up, and I wouldn't make any sudden moves.
Yeah, I don't know why.
You know, because you know that'll upset Spot or whatever.
Yeah.
Gives him a heads up. He turns around. I said, what if he was ready to shoot him?
Yeah. He just, it's like a, it's like the weird shootout.
Yeah.
Where he's going for his gun slowly.
They're both paused and I'm like, why isn't he
just trying to shoot him?
Yeah. And sorry, but the dog running up to grab him
and
him getting his gun,
it's gonna
the dog is going to be dead. It's going to be a Turner and Hooch situation there.
Yep.
And I said, what if Spot learnt to retrieve men's testicles from now on instead of balls?
The balls. Ew.
Ew. They go take him to a park and they throw the ball, but he comes back with someone's testes and just someone screaming, oh my God, help me.
My balls.
Yeah. And then I had, what if Gordon had got arrested and they took the dog?
Yeah.
Because he should have got arrested at that point. Like he's talking back to him and saying, I'm going to, you know, let the dog decide. No, he could have just...
Yeah, well, it's the FBI can do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, yeah.
I went, what if Spot chooses the FBI because he knows that... he realises that the kid and Gordon... Because I also...
Need protecting.
If, yeah, but what if... the Yeah, I could have realised I'll put them in danger. I shouldn't do that anymore. Yeah. I should be the FBI.
Yeah.
Or even if the mum comes home earlier.
Yeah, that was my next one. What if the mum arrived a little bit earlier? What if so she arrived with the bad guy in the apartment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's
although I reckon
bad.
She would have fucked him up too. Like she would, she looked like a woman on the edge.
She did. And also, what if you arrived just after the bad guy was there and they were making the decision, and the woman comes in and goes, "Who's this dog?" And then and she's like, "We can't have a dog." And then that gets rid of the whole take a dog thing.
Yeah.
So then Spot doesn't stay with Gordon because he's not going to stay with just Gordon. He wants the kid.
Yeah.
He thinks it's the Gordon and the kid. What if Spot leaves because he realizes that it's just Gordon now, not mm-hmm. the kid.
Yeah, there's no reason to stick
around. No reason to stick around. I only wanted the family.
Yeah.
And he goes back to the agent.
I think he loves the kid, but I think he loves Gordon too.
Yeah, I think he loves
I think they've earned respect, those two.
That's true.
I do love the line where Benny goes, "We're going to need SWAT in here." When she runs in. It's just so good.
It's really good.
We're going to need some SWAT. What if she took his eye out with that laminated sheet? He does so well to continue.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously it cuts shot another one and they've taken the time, but she fucking hits him with a laminated sheet right in his eye.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you didn't need to do that. I understand she was doing it for effect, but fuck's sake. It always makes me cringe. I'm like, oh, laminated cut. Oh, that's. I'm watching his eye for like bleeding and there is none. What if no balls equaled high-pitched voice?
Yeah, I know. It's dumb, isn't
it? I love
it?
How that instantly takes this away
is
his voice.
This is the goofball comedy.
Yes, I know. I know. It's the whole thing about getting hit in the balls in your voice.
It's the same with Piranha and all the other things in this movie.
Yeah, I know. But it'd be interesting to see the science behind that. If you remove someone's testicles, does your voice go higher?
I would imagine no.
Because it's the whole thing. When your balls drop, your voice deepens. But that's a hormonal thing. It's but just also, a coincidence. But
also, when you get hit in the balls, it does hurt.
But that's the pain causing you to do that. It's not the trauma to your testicles.
Well, it's a lot of pain.
I'm sure it's a lot of pain. But if I'd hurt you, say, if I shot you in the leg, I feel like you'd probably make a similar sound.
Yeah, and then I would stop doing it after a while, wouldn't I?
Probably.
Also, if I'm walking with that, why would it still sound like... when I'm just turning or just moving.
Yeah, no, no. It's not Newton cradley happening there.
It's some weird noises that don't happen.
Yeah, if anything, it'd be like those balls that you roll around in your hair for Frencho with air. You wouldn't want to put the bells in there because that would make that...
Oh, fucking Kegel things, whatever they're called.
Yeah, yeah, those things that make you relax. So then, you know, she tells him to stay away and it looks like maybe a day has passed. It's not a long time has passed.
Are you sure? I feel like it's been a few days or maybe a couple of weeks.
Well,
actually,
if that is the case, then this doesn't make any sense. So she has found out the truth.
Yeah.
And that, you know, Gordon's a good guy.
Yeah.
I said, well, what if she actually came and apologized straight away after finding out the truth?
Yeah, I know.
He saved your kid's life. You're not going to go over there and apologize. Say, I misunderstood.
She's waiting for the park situation.
She's waiting for her wallet to be stolen. Fair enough.
Yeah, she's waiting for it.
And the last one I had, which I thought was funny, because what if James wearing tie-dye means means a sign of looser parenting? He's just, woohoo, man, it's crazy.
Tie-dye.
Yeah, all of a sudden he's not wearing the little boy suits and looking like a sailor or someone from like... I can't think of a brand name that looks like
I
that.
Don't know what that
but
is,
he's
but
not wearing collared shirts and pants with chinos.
Yes.
He's wearing tie dye.
Yes, he's not in the Ralph Lauren.
Yeah, that's it, Ralph Lauren. Yeah, polo shirts. Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, now he's all
tarot cash,
all loose and woohoo, tarot cash for kids. Nice.
Tarakish.
That's good.
Tarakish.
Sounds delicious.
Tarakish actually does sound like some sort of Turkish meal.
Stop. You're going to break yourself. So that was C-Spot Run.
It was C-Spot Run.
Yes, and I didn't die this time.
No, and it was very good. Enjoy it.
Yes, it's very good.
Thank you for bringing us C-Spot Run.
That's all right. Now, you have a decision to make.
I've already got my decision made.
So lay it on me, sir.
We are going to watch a movie. Oh, don't look at me like that.
I'm gritting my teeth. I'm just excited. Okay. What is it?
We're going to watch a movie called Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh, Steve Carell. Amazing. And it's got Knuff in it. I am Knuff. I was going to say Ryan Felipe, but that's not him.
No, it's not Ryan Felipe.
It's Gosling.
It's got Ryan Gosling.
It's the other Ryan. Why do I mistake
And it has a lot of slapping of faces.
It does. It's a good movie.
When I watched that, the first time I ever watched it, and the slapping of faces, I've never laughed so hard watching someone's face get slapped.
Oh, it's so good.
It's the best thing.
This movie made me love Ryan Gosling as an actor.
He's very good in this.
So good.
And Steve Carell is very good in this as
everyone's
well.
Everyone's good. Emma Stone?
Emma Stone is very good in this.
It's got a little bit of Marissa Tomei in it, and she's fucking loose in a unit. She's great too.
I do like the Marissa Tomei bit. It's very, very funny.
Yeah, no, it's a good movie. It's just,
Julianne Moore, isn't it?
Yes.
And Julianne Moore can actually be intelligent and attractive and not be clumsy.
That's correct.
She gets the triple feature in this one. She has to be depressed and upset.
Yes, she does.
So she can't be bubbly personality.
That's correct.
So you can't have that
this
too.
This has very much Little Miss Sunshine vibes all over
it. It really
movie.
Does. Because we did Little Miss Sunshine.
Yes.
And then 17 again came on and it reminded me of it again.
Yes.
Because it's not the same movie.
No, but it feels like it's the same vibe.
But it's got this same vibe of a couple breaking up.
Yeah.
and they need something to bring it back together. They don't
quite get back together in the end, but it does leave it open.
Yeah, but it leaves it open. This is the kind of movie I'm talking about when I say Steve Carell does these kind of movies within the sunshine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yes. Hopefully you guys can watch that one.
Yep.
And
then join us next week to talk about it.
Next time, yeah. And we're going to have a lot of fun with this one.
Yep. Crazy Stupid Love.
Yep, 2011.
Sounds like a tennis score. All right, so thanks for listening, guys, and we will talk to you next week. Take care.
Bye.